Recording 3, 2, 1. Okay, back now with Winthrop High School football coach John Cadigan. Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me back, Brett.
Coach, an up and down season in the conference for you guys, it's been a tough year, in terms of the league. Very, very, high competition. But that said, you guys opened up the, D6, tournament last weekend with a huge, huge win over, South Hadley. So let's talk a little bit about that, if you would, please, John. Tell me the highlights of that game for you guys.
You know, first things first, when they went to the whole statewide playoffs, you kind of had a feeling that you were going to face some teams that you know nothing about, and South Hadley definitely kind of fit into that role, in a sense that we didn't know really anything about them. So, you know, getting the film and doing that stuff was kind of imperative. And then you watch them on film, and the other thing is you don't know who they're playing, so you can't really compare them to anybody that you've seen. We were lucky in a sense that South Hadley did play Bishop Fenwick earlier in the year, so we kind of had a comparable, you know, because we've seen Fenwick on film and so on and so forth. You do the best you can, and it actually kind of benefits you in a sense that you worry about yourself and you kind of, you know, worry
okay.
about
yourself. Well, that makes sense. Were you able to glean anything off of the video that actually turned into fruition? You know, when you played these guys, like we saw this, okay, and so you see this live?
Yeah, so, I mean, they ran a very similar offense to us. Like, we're a wing-tee football team, and they're a pistol wing-tee football team. So there's a lot of the concepts that we've seen that we, you know, practice. So in that sense, it was good for us because it was somewhat familiar. But then, honestly, it's trying to gauge, you know, size of players because, you know, they look on film like they were very big, you know. And sometimes we've done it in the past where we've seen teams on film that look very big and then you show up and they weren't as big.
That's interesting. Yeah, yeah.
It's like I said, it was more one of those things where you don't know a whole lot about them. They don't know a whole lot about us. So it's kind of just focus on what you can do and just focus on yourself, you know, and how you're going to play the best you can.
So what'd you do well?
Yeah, you know, we played very well in all three phases of the game. You know, special teams-wise, we ended up blocking a punt. We did have a punt return that was brought back for a touchdown, but it was actually called back on a penalty, which was, you know, disappointing. But special teams-wise, I thought we did well. And then, you know, offensively, we're a run-first football team. We were able to spread it around to all three of our backs. Two of our backs had multiple touchdowns, you know, and multiple carries. So that's always good when we can spread it around.
You know, the matchup in D6, John, and I've been looking at this across the spectrum in all the divisions. The top eight in D6, look very, very competitive. And, you know, you're one of those top six teams. Man, St. Mary's and Stoneham in that division. I mean, it looks like the power rankings work this time.
Yeah. I would say so. You look at the schedule and, you know, it just so happened that, you know, when you're trying to find games at the beginning of the year before you play your conference schedule, you're trying to find a balance of the teams you're going to play. And then the top four teams that we played, I mean, obviously we opened up with Stoneham, then we played Austin Prep, then we played Medway, and then we played Danvers. All four of those teams were top teams in their division. And obviously Stoneham and Medway were playoff teams in our division. So, you know, you try and find that balance, but yeah, I think, and I know other people are, you know, might disagree with it, but I thought that the, you know, how they did the playoffs and how they did their rankings and all that, I thought it was, you know, pretty balanced in a sense. You know, if you play the schedule, you kind of get rewarded. If you're playing a schedule that maybe not so tough, then, you know, you don't get rewarded as much. You know?
Yeah.
So, we always pride ourselves on playing a pretty tough schedule, and it ends up working out for us this year and getting in the playoffs.
Well, D6 is one of the few divisions that have had a lower seed beat an upper seed, but not by much. And it's been pretty much the top eight has prevailed in all this stuff. And you got another home game coming at Miller Field. Do I have that right? No, you got to go to Rockland. Okay.
We're on the road. Going down to Rockland.
All right, before we get to that, John, brag a little bit about your offense. Brag a little bit about some of your guys up front.
First things first, we're obviously a run-heavy football team, and I think for us it starts with our tackle, who also has played guard for us, but Pete Jurevich, I've mentioned before on this show, he's the first guy that gets off the bus for us. You know, he's 6'4", 270 pounds, so he looks the part. But, you know, the good thing about Pete is he's starting to get recognized by some schools. Like last Friday before our game during the school day, we actually had UNH in looking at him. So,
nice.
Yeah, I think he's starting to get looked by colleges, and you know, we're obviously excited about that. But Pete probably made the play of the game last week in a sense that they ran an outside toss, and you would normally think that you'd be able to get around Pete, and then once you get around him, you know, you don't think that he's going to catch up. But they were able to get around him, but he ended up coming from behind and stripping the ball. And it kind of really made a big play for us. It gave us an opportunity to go up 14-0 at the beginning of the game. It was huge for us. But, Pete on both sides of the ball, offensive line and defensive line, he's just a difference maker for us. Then in our backfield, you know, I think early in the year it was kind of the Cam Martin show. Cam's a senior for us, returns kicks, returns punts. He's been a very good player for us this year, but in the last couple of weeks, and this is, I think, what makes the offense go, is we've had Welvis Acosta, who's a junior, and now we've had a pretty good 1-2 punch. I think Cam rushed for right around 100 yards against South Hadley, and Welvis rushed for about 50, but Welvis had 3 touchdowns. So,
okay, yep.
If we can get those two back going, it's tough to key on one of them, you know, and you can take one away, but you know, you also have the other one that can do some damage for us. So, I've been very happy with how well this is starting to come along.
John, the thing you mentioned about Pete really piques my curiosity because as a coach, you tell the kids to play through the whistle. And that's obviously what he did is like you just never give up on a play, and it can make a difference.
Yeah, you know, I think it's funny because We've kind of put a little highlight film together of Pete, you know, and all the plays that he's made, and you know, you send it off to schools, and the first thing the schools talk about is the hustle that he plays with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're 6'4", you're 275, you're usually that big, you're usually not a kid that, you know, goes sideline to sideline, but Pete's been tremendous for us in a sense that he's been hustling all year long. And it shows up on the film. I can't say enough about the play that he made in South Hadley.
What'd you say his size is?
He's 6'4", 275.
Okay. Holy rollies. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's a great story, man. Yeah, that's the thing. Just keep moving, man, and don't give up on a play. That's awesome. Great stuff, Coach. All right, so let's get down to it. So you guys, I don't even know where Rockland is. Where is that?
Rockland's on the South Shore. And from what I've gathered, you know, and trying to pick up information, a lot of people are actually kind of comparing, you know, us and them as being the same kind of, teams in the sense that we're, you know, smaller schools, but scrappy, kind of tough kids, you know, that whole thing. It's actually funny, in 2006, I was scouting, because we were pretty good at the time, and, you know, hope we were going to the Super Bowl, and Rockland and Hingham were two of the teams that were playing in the other playoff bracket, and I went down there in 2006, and it's pretty cool. They play on a baseball field, so,
wow.
You know, the 40-yard line going in is you know, the infield. You know, it's like playing at old Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami or, you know, Coliseum in Oakland, so it's a pretty cool little atmosphere that they got down there. But, you know, from what I've heard and what I've gathered, they're a tough, scrappy community. I'd like to think that we're a tough, scrappy community.
Oh, you better believe Winthrop is. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. We've talked many, many times, Coach, with Winthrop hockey, Winthrop football, and no, you guys are as good. The kids are as tough as they come, and as competitive as they come, and as are the coaches. Geez, I appreciate this. Now, this is tell me when again the game is.
The game is tomorrow, Thursday, at 6 p.m. down in Rockland.
Okay, so that's Thursday as we record this on Wednesday night. All right, at Rockland.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. It was exciting last week to have a playoff game. You know, it's exciting. And I keep telling our guys, you know, it's December football. So whether you're in the playoffs or you're gearing up for Thanksgiving, you know, it's really an exciting time to be playing football. You know, enjoy it. And obviously with every time you go out there, the stakes are a little bit higher every single time. So, you know, just trying to enjoy the process, and, you know, we love competing. So hopefully, four more games that we can compete in.
Absolutely. I'm hoping it's you and St. Mary's in the finals, man. I'd love to see that. North Shore finalists.
You know, I don't mind saying, if we get to the finals, I don't care who we play.
There you go. I appreciate that. Hey, John, thanks for taking the time. Forget my ignorance, please. And we'll talk again very soon, especially before Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate the coverage.
Take care. Be well.
You too.
All right. That is Winthrop High School football coach John Cadigan with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.